Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to do this off my cell phone today, and so, y'all hang in there with me.
All right.
gonna be alright. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. That's what the man said. It's gonna be alright. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I hope everyone is hearing me clear. I don't have my computer. I'm trying to do this off the phone, and I'm not real good at this, but it's going to be all right. That's the way I look at it. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, thinking I got her in here, Pastor Bill, if she would give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. It's going to be all right. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 3rd chapter and verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thanking you for all things, Father God, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning us. Father God, we just praying that you will continue, Lord, to have your way in our life. Father God, we bind up anything to try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those who participate. We binding up any sickness, Father God. We binding up any depression. We binding up anything that's not Christ-like right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings you're giving unto us. Lord, we thank you for this word today, Father God. We know that your word is going to strengthen us and guide us and direct us in all truth. And we thank you for our pastor, Father God, as he continues on this journey, teaching your word and making sure that we understand it according to the word of God. Lord, we just ask that you will bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who are bereaved. Be with those who ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for all things. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to begin this discussion by saying that grace is still misunderstood. The subject is clear in Scripture. Yet it is one of the most debated and abused subjects in the circle of Christian faith. Some argue that sin should abound so that grace can more abound. This is usually the argument because people do not know Scripture. See, that's the problem. That's what God tells us, to get in the Word and stay in the Word and abide in the Word, live in the Word, and the Word get in us, and we get in the Word so that we can know these stuff. And
yeah.
I like to begin by saying that people are in error because some people think that there are those who want to live under, well, legalism, which is really nothing more than the interpretation of the law. They have laws set up. So they want everybody to base their life on these laws. But both groups are in error. The Bible clearly teaches us about the age in which we live. Hallelujah. The age of grace, brothers and sisters, is where we're at. We're in the age of grace. The age of the church. So when God's word speaks, there is no room for argument. We're living in the time of grace.
say that.
I thought about doing a subject entitled Grace Was Our Covering. But before I go there, the Lord had put in my spirit that we need to grow in grace. Well,
yeah.
I just think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Grow in grace. Think about that. See, salvation is the grace, or salvation is by grace. Let me put it to you that way. Because I was going to say salvation is the grace that saves us, but salvation is by grace through faith. So then he tells us over there in Acts 15 and 11, we cannot grow into a relationship, and what we talked about last week, into a relationship of grace with God unless grace is being produced. See, so once you are born again or you receive grace as a gift, God can begin to work in our lives through his Son, Christ Jesus. So once we've experienced salvation by grace, 2 Peter 3:18, we're going to go there. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, if she'd be so kind to read that. I made some notes, brothers and sisters, so I don't have my Bible with me in this computer. But anyway, we're not making excuses. We're here to share the word of God. I got two fine people to help me today in the Pastor Bill and Evangelist Sharon. So if you all would read 2 Peter 3:18.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor B. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all listeners. Praise the Lord. In 2 Peter, you said 3:18 or 2:18? I'm sorry, Pastor. 2 Peter 3:18. Yes, I have it. Okay. It reads as follows in the King James Version. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master now and forever. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And what did you read, Evangelist Sharon? Was that 2 Peter 3:18?
Yes, Pastor. I read 2 Peter 3:18 in the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read it one more time for me, please.
Okay. It reads as follows. But grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You know, King James is something that really sticks with me because that's what I grew up on, even though I began to nurse on these other scriptures. But I had her to read that because Peter and Paul had very different backgrounds, but they all preach grace. They realized it was the age of grace. It was time that Christians should grow. And their life should be based on grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, we are to grow in grace. You ask, how are we going to do that? The first thing you got to do is Colossians 3:16. Which is scripture we all familiar with, but we're going to read it anyway. Colossians 3:16. This is how you began to grow in grace. And I think all Christians should start with this scripture, Colossians 3:16. phone keeps going.
Yes, Tessa. I apologize. It was in and out. Couldn't really hear you. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Colossians,
are you hearing me now?
I can, Pastor, hear you now. In Colossians 3:16 in the King James Version. Yeah, I couldn't hear. It was just air. I'm sorry. In Colossians 3:16 in the King James Version, it reads as follows. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Although the early Christians had access to the Old Testament, and I must say they freely used it, they did not yet have the New Testament, I don't want to say roadmap, but they did not have the books. They did not have the studies that we have today. It wasn't made available to them. So their stories of teaching about Christ was actually memorized when you think about it. And it was passed on from one person to another. Sometimes teaching was set to by music and they would pass the word along. But they all still had the same thing in common, which was the grace of God was on their life. Because they remember what happened in the book of Acts. That was a story that was told to them. I don't know if you all can get to this, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. Some cultures, depending on what culture you are, they pass along certain things that happen in their family, or certain things happen with them, and they don't let it get past the next generation. They encourage their children to tell their children and tell their children and like how they made it over or what they went through.
Yes.
The same thing was going on with the Word of God, brothers and sisters. They was passing the Word along with what grace they did. And they should grow in grace, and that this new nature that they had now was all predicated on grace, and they began to share this kind of stuff, and I'm sure they told what Paul said, that his grace was sufficient. That probably was an awesome story, but anyway, they told the story that we're justified by grace. Over in Romans 3:24. So I hope y'all hearing me.
We hear you, Pastor.
Okay, so they began to make sure that everyone understood the story about grace and how important it was, and that they needed to grow in this knowledge. And some of you ladies out there probably can attest to this. You know how you teach your girls or you teach your boys? We're in a whole new world now. You know, you got to teach them to be safe. You got to teach them certain things they can't do. At one time, you probably could just teach them to get in college and that kind of stuff. Now you got to teach them, hey, you put your hands up in the air, you know, put your hand on the dashboard. There are certain things you have to teach children in certain culture nowadays. For survival.
Right.
Well, that's passed along. That passed on. If you want to live, this is what you got to do. Now, why am I comparing that to this? It's because I want you to understand the fullness of this. And that is that they was passing along certain things. A lot of times I hear Evangelist Renee, and also Pastor, talks about their mother and some of the things that their mother taught.
Mm-hmm.
She passed
yeah.
it along, and then she just passed it along to her children. And, well, that's the way grace was, brothers and sisters, that it
yeah.
passed along to, hey, we got to begin to grow. And the way you do this mm-hmm. is by allowing the word of God to dwell in you richly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
yeah.
to this point. And to me, that's a mark of grace. And it comes from studying the word of God. It comes from
mm-hmm.
dwelling in the word of God. That's how you
mm-hmm.
begin to grow.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
If you're going to grow in any areas of life, and y'all help me out today, but if you're going to grow, you have to be nourished. You have to feed either your mind, your body. There has to be nourishment from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, Pastor.
Yeah.
That's
See, you
right.
don't grow by not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because you're born, and you say, well, you know, I'm going to grow. You're not going to grow. Somebody better
mm-hmm.
feed you something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they better feed you the right thing if you're planning on growing, Evangelist Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, all our lives we've been taught some stuff. And some of that stuff was wrong, but it was enough just to sustain us.
Yeah.
But what the writer is saying here is that we are to grow and tell us how to grow and what to grow in.
That's right. Amen.
Growing, I'm going to let Pastor and Evangelist Sharon help me out for a minute. When you think about growth, what comes to mind? I hate to put anybody on the spot, but when you come to growth, what comes to mind? Like, for instance, with me, when I think of growth, I think of a change of speech. I know Pastor and I, we were candidly talking about the past and how we used to be and stuff now and being. But we see growth. She was talking
mm-hmm.
the other day about how she see growth in Evangelist Sharon and Sister Renee. But when
mm-hmm.
you think about growth, I think your speech become different.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Pastor.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a change of speech. In Ephesians
yes.
4:29, let's go there right quick. And then I want you all to help me out. When you think about growth, what you think about. So I'm trying to give you a little time to think about it. So come up with something. Because I know it's on the spot thing, and I don't really like to do people like that. But I think about a change of speech. I think you began to understand what Jesus said. Whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say, going to come to pass, you're going to have what you say. That's over there, Mark 11, trigger. See, your speech becomes different. But in
mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4:29, would you read that for me, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Amen. Hallelujah. That's very important.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And that was Ephesians 4:24?
29.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift. Amen. Can I say that? Can I read that one more time, Pastor?
Amen.
You said, watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word a gift. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I like that. Just break it down, because we do have to be careful what we say. And in growing, you learn that.
Yeah.
In your growth, you learn the things you used to do, you're not going to do those, because you know that you're growing, and because you're growing, you're going to do better. Like we said, once you learn better, you do better. And that can only come by growth. And when we look at this in the natural, it's the same way, like Pastor was saying, if you're not fed the right food, then you cannot grow in the right way. We can eat all kind of food. You can eat junk food, but if you eat junk food, you're not going to grow. You need to have the food to grow and grow healthy. And so I thank God for the word, because the word of God teaches us that we are to grow. We can't stay the same. That's what Paul was telling the people. You know, it's time out for that. You are no longer babes. You can't survive on milk now. It's time for you to have some meat. So, yes, we have to grow, and when we grow, we grow in grace.
All right, now.
Evangelist Sharon.
Amen.
You like to share, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, when I think of growth, I think of sharing how thankful I am to receive a gift from God that I have. We all have, if we just take time and nourish it, like Pastor said. We eat mm-hmm. breakfast in the morning, and we nourish our body physically with nutrients and vitamins. And we also, and you have to prioritize your life. God comes first. You shouldn't put anything first. So you have to feed your spirit in the morning, or when you get up, or when you open your eyes. And so that's how you're going to grow in grace, because the more you feed your spirit with God, the more grace you'll be able to spread around, because you'll want to share it. You'll want to, that'll be all that you want to talk about, is the word of God and grace. And being grateful and thankful. So we go to the gym, we exercise, we're physical, we eat good food, and we have to feed ourselves spiritually, you know. And what distractions are that we go to work, on social media 3 or 4 hours a day, we go shopping, we do all worldly things. So the worldly or the natural man is getting strong. And that's why sometimes we, in this human experience, feel weak, because we don't have enough spiritual. We don't have enough spiritual strength, because we're not feeding ourselves. We're leaving that part out. And the same way, if you don't eat the proper food for your body, you have deficiencies, lack of vitamin D, lack of vitamin B. You feel sluggish. Your face breaks out. It's a deficiency somewhere. Well, when you go get God and feed your spirit, that too will be deficient. So I think that we need to learn this and take this in our spirit and just try it, experience. Do it for 7 days straight. Give yourself a trial run, you know. Just commit yourself for some time, and you'll feel and see the difference.
Praise so important.
He has all the power, all the glory, and I get overwhelmed when I talk about grace, because people always say, oh, I got lucky, or I slipped through the cracks, or whatever they say. But God can do things that no man can do. I don't care what the contract said. I don't care how much education you have. If it needs to be done and God wants it done as part of his plan, it's going to get done. And if you're in grace, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And thank you all so much. But, you know, as we close, grace will change your speech. Once the grace of God get on your life, you just won't say anything. You won't say it any kind of way. There's certain things I won't say. I won't say, oh, you scared me to death. I'm not going to say that. Don't no fear live in me.
That's right.
Perfect love. So you begin to change your way of talking to people, and it has to be with grace, and it has to be with the grace of God. But I thank you all so much. You don't know how much I appreciate you guys. And hopefully on tomorrow I'll have everything. And be thinking of things you do to grow. To cover two today, you got to be in that word. That's one of them.
Amen.
You got to study the word of God. And we cover the fact that your speech, it changes your speech.
Yes.
And we cover the fact that you have to eat the proper nutrition or the proper food so you can grow. But be thinking of a couple other things that we can do to grow by grace, okay? Please.
Amen.